federal government established Juneteenth as a national holiday in 2021. However, the celebration of the events of that date took place immediately after June 19, 1865. I'll take you to where those celebrations began on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
General Granger's Order No. 3, delivered in Galveston, Texas on June 19, 1865, enforced the Emancipation Proclamation. For African Americans, this was recognized as an Independence Day from that point forward. But for the nation, the recognition took a longer time.
A gentleman named Al Edwards, a former state legislator for the state of Texas, drew up legislation commemorating officially June 19 as Juneteenth for it to be a state holiday.
That official Texas legislation was passed in 1979. Kevin Kinney, an archivist at the Rosenberg Library in Galveston, Texas, says one of the pictures from an early parade here in the city says a lot about the importance of that date.
She's driving, waving to the spectators, and on the side of her car is a sign saying, "Happy Juneteenth, our people freed."
General Granger delivered Order No. 3 at 22nd Street and Strand back in 1865. It was a significant spot in the city, although he may not have realized it at the time.
Where General Granger issued the order freeing the enslaved, this also happens to be across the street from where some slave auctions happened.
The importance of Juneteenth has never been lost here.
As you enter Galveston Island, you're going to see a sign that says, "Welcome to Galveston, the birthplace of Juneteenth."
It was not until 2021 that Juneteenth became a federal holiday. Kevin believes over time, this date will become just as important in people's minds as the 4th of July.
This is where emancipation of the last remaining enslaved happened, and this is where freedom really took hold.
You can come to the city to see some of the spots important to Juneteenth, a celebration that began with Order No. 3 proclaimed here. Traveling the countryside in Galveston, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.